Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, February 28th, 2023. So, on what might well be the last day of February, did you do the crossword?
I did, and I do believe you are correct. It is the last day.
Oh, that's a relief. Okay, good.
March approacheth.
March comes in like a lion, something like that.
Certainly does up here.
Did the crossword come in like a lion?
The crossword was a good one. I enjoyed it. For Tuesday, it was not too tough, and it had a fun theme. And yeah, I did it in 11:51.
Ooh, I did it in 12:01, so 10 seconds longer.
Yeah.
So you're saying this was basically more lamb than lion?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Definitely. So February going out like a lamb.
Actually, it did have a goat in it.
It did. And a boat.
Yes. Because of the theme.
That's right. So the theme was all about the classic children's book, Green Eggs and Ham. And if you are a parent, you have probably read that book many a time. But the actual answer to 38 across was Green Eggs and Ham, the colorful meal in a Dr. Seuss story. And all of the theme clues were related to places where you could eat green eggs and ham. And if you read the story, you know you can eat them all over the place. 17 across was in the rain, and 26 across was on a boat, and 53 across was in a tree, and 66 across was with a goat. And those are only four places of the many that are listed in Green Eggs and Ham. One other clue that was part of the theme was 48 down. The one who won't take no for an answer regarding Green Eggs and Ham, 38 across, and that was Sam I Am, the person telling the other person where you could eat green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
Yes. So very, very cute. Brought back a lot of memories of reading that book over and over again to our children.
It was a classic.
It was.
Still is. In fact, it's even more of a classic now.
But the rest of the puzzle, there was, I think, just one clue that I did not know. I had absolutely no idea of anything to put in.
Let me guess.
All the others, I maybe didn't put in the right answer, but I could think of one right away. So, except for like the theme clues, I sort of had to get a few letters before I knew which place it was that you could eat the green eggs and ham. But you want to guess which one I couldn't get?
44 across.
Yes.
Swamp-dwelling salamander.
Yes, the old mud eel.
Yes.
So, yeah, I had no idea.
Even after I got it through the crosses, I couldn't parse it properly. And I was like, what's a mud eel? A mud eel.
Mud eel.
But it was a mud eel.
Yes. But, the rest of them, like I said, I could always think of some word. It maybe wasn't the right one, but at least I had an idea of what it could be. And then eventually I figured out what it actually was and did it pretty quickly.
I was momentarily flummoxed at 9 across. Y's in road. That's the letter Y.
Oh,
And because I'm like, okay, the answer is a fork. But that doesn't really look like a Y because I had been envisioning something with tines. Possibly a Mabira. I don't know.
When your road diverges into two directions, that's considered a fork in the road.
Right, but it should be either a fork or a Y. I don't think it should be both simultaneously. But that's just my own weird point of view there. I didn't have too many problems. 71 across, neat and tidy was kempt. And I'm always feeling a little unnerved by seeing kempt without the un.
Yes.
It's just like it doesn't belong. And of course, we did have the un in 16 across, that being producer of tears in the kitchen, an onion.
Yes. If you want to call that an un.
That's an un. There's got to be a nyun somewhere around. If there's an onion, there should be an up. Maybe there's a pronyun. I don't know. Let's see. I thought there were a couple of sort of echoes of former or previous crosswords, 33 across, like a latte made with non-fat milk in cafe lingo was a skinny. Uh-huh. And I think we just saw skinny yesterday.
Yeah, we did. That's right.
And we also saw, was it, maybe it was either yesterday or Sunday that we saw Polaroid camera.
Yes.
And
no, that was Sunday.
Yeah.
No, that was yesterday. Polar
okay.
bear. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, right. And today we have polar sharing app, photo sharing app familiarly, and that was Insta.
Right.
Which is sort of vaguely mm-hmm. like,
yeah.
vaguely like a Polaroid.
Vaguely.
Right? Very vaguely.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, 46 down, huge favor was a big ask.
Mm-hmm.
I like that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some phrases that enter the language, and I'm like, we could do without this.
Mm-hmm.
I think big ask is an improvement.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's part of the language now.
Uh-huh.
Long may it prosper.
Big ask.
Mm-hmm. A big ask.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else? 35 down, I already know her was we met.
Right.
That uh-huh. sort of took me a bit.
Uh-huh.
And
I see COVID-19 made an appearance at 61 down.
Yes.
Informally is known as Rona.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't hear that much anymore, Rona.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. So you hear COVID. Now it's kind of truncated just to COVID.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon it'll just be vid.
Maybe.
40 down, the Ford flop of the 1950s. And I'm sure every time a Ford executive reads this in the crossword, they're like, could they just let it go? This was 73 years ago. It's time to move on. But thanks for reminding us that in the 1950s, we made a bad car.
Uh-huh. With two E's in it.
With two E's.
And an S.
Yes.
Which makes it prime real estate in a crossword.
Yep. It was a bad car. It was a great great crossword answer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, yeah. One that I could think of numerous words, but none of them worked until 59 down, until I figured out it was... The clue was knucklehead, and the answer was simp.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking dolt, and I had other ideas, but simp was the correct answer.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty insulting.
Yeah, you simp you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I'm trying to decide if it's worse or better than knucklehead.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's something maybe a little endearing about knucklehead, like, oh, you knucklehead.
Yes.
Just kind of a cute little way of putting someone down.
Yes, but simp
but you
isn't
simp.
In that. Yeah, that isn't in that category. That's going low there.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, another one that we've just seen recently, 5 down, psychedelic fungus, slangily.
Shroom.
Shroom.
Yep, I was thinking that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, I thought the top half I just sort of tore through.
Mm-hmm.
Although I was trying to figure out how to pronounce for 5 across, it's a resident of Edinburgh, and it's spelled Edinburgher. And I want to say Edinburgher, but that doesn't sound quite right. That sounds like something you'd get at a McDonald's in Edinburgh. I don't know. But otherwise, it would be an Edinburgher.
Yeah.
Sounds like the car won't start.
Yeah.
So if there happens to be anyone here from Scotland or descended from Scots who can help us out with the pronunciation of Edinburgh, because I looked. It's very hard to find. You know, I'd get the pronunciation of Edinburgh, mm-hmm. but not the resident of Edinburgh. So
maybe it's really an Edinburghian or something. Not an Edinburgh.
We may have to go and visit just to find out.
Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I thought there wasn't. Oh, 56 down. Popeye creator Elsie was Seagar.
Uh huh.
And I knew the last name was Seagar. I didn't know he had a first name. I thought it was like Cher. But
no, no, no.
But Elsie, Elzie, E L Z I E.
Elsie.
Yeah, it's sort of unusual.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, not too difficult a crossword, but fun nonetheless. This was by Gia Bosco.
Nice job.
Mm-hmm. And now it is Tuesday, which means it's time for Triplet Tuesday. And for new listeners, Triplet Tuesday is the fun game, the three most exciting minutes in podcasting, as far as we can tell, where one of us presents three clues in decreasing order of difficulty to the other. The answer to all three of those clues is one three-letter answer. The object is to guess in as few tries as possible, and we do this three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday.
Right.
It is my turn to ask the clues,
yes,
so are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay, here we go. Caller on a cell phone.
Caller? Like C-A-L-L-E-R?
Correct.
Caller on a cell phone.
Yes.
Well, that could be just about anyone in the world. So, I don't know.
Jailbird.
Con.
Right.
All right.
Got it in two.
All right.
Third one would have been swindle.
Oh, yeah. Con.
Uh-huh. Nice job.
Thank you. You're in two.
Two for two.
Yep.
Money competitor.
Money competitor. Oh, money is a magazine. Inc.
Right.
Yes. That's the only other money magazine I can think of.
My entire thesis was based on the idea that you would not know
Ink.
Money. No, you wouldn't know money.
Oh, no, I know money is a magazine. So.
Okay. I made these too easy. So the second was company closing.
Uh-huh.
And Pixar's Monsters Blank.
Oh, I could have gotten that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Time to up the ante here.
All right.
Literary terror.
Literary terror. Oh, gosh. That could be all kinds of things.
Has to be three letters.
Yeah. Literary terror. Bat.
Nope.
No.
The Cimmerillion creature.
Orc. Orc.
And that was predicated on you not knowing the Cimmerillion.
Uh-huh.
I have to stop from underestimating you. The third one was the Lord of the Rings brute.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Orc shows up every second Thursday in the crosswords.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew that because I've seen that crew before, I think. So.
All right, well, you nailed those.
Yay, yay for me.
Yes, indeed. Bravo.
I win.
Yep. Wonderful swag will be heading its way to you.
No, it won't. But that's okay. I don't need it.
All right. Well, that is it for today then. So thanks everyone for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for helping make this one of the most popular podcasts about the New York Times crossword to come out of Northeast Wisconsin. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.